Hi everyone, welcome back again. So we spoke about the project goals, how the project important is. We spoke about some of the project planning and project scheduling into our previous sessions. Today we are also going to speak about project tracking. We did the planning, we did the goal setting, we did the approval from the management. We have everything okay now on the table. The project has started into the execution phase. Now it's real time to chew the meat, which means it's real time to track the project, because this is the point where there are high chances of things going off the track. So let's have a deep dive onto some of the good things, some of the best practices, some of the areas of watch out in specifically into the tracking of the project once it is into the execution. What we are going to speak about is, technically speaking, some of the simple steps to track the project. Very basics we are going to touch base on. If you hit the basics right, then you're sorted. What are the ways and means to track the project? What are the some of the project manager's role and roles and responsibilities, especially for tracking the project, and all these other facts we are going to speak about in this particular section. Project tracking. I told you why it is very important, right? So project, if it is approved, if it is a faith which the management has given it onto you, and if you are, if you have been assigned as a project manager, you better implement on time. And to implement on time, you need to have the proper tracking mechanism. You pick up an Uber cab, or if you pick up the Ola cab from the airport, you had a very long flight, you travel internationally, you're coming home, and you really want to go home. It's early hours on the day of arrival. You book the cab, and the cab is showing you they will take about 9 minutes to reach to your pickup location. You track that, right? And you get anxious if the cab is not really reaching on time. If the cab is not moving, you pick up a phone and you call the cab driver that, hey, your cab is not just moving. Are you really coming? Why we do that? Simple example. Similarly, we do this for the project management as well. The management or the senior leadership gets anxious if the project really don't move beyond a point. They want to see everything in green, right? So that's why you need to have a tracking mechanism. Some of the projects, it's okay that if you are tracking at your leadership level, and some of the projects which are really touching on the business, you might have it tracked into the steerco level or the steering committee level, right? So that's why it is very important. There are several tools. There are simple representations also in terms of an Excel sheet, in terms of some of the tool on the Microsoft and so on and so forth. But tracking is very important because it has to see the light at the other end of the tunnel. Project tracking will involve really the plan versus actual status. You had planned XYZ activities in week one. Today we are in week two. All the planned activities are completed or not, right? So you always have a apples to apples comparison, and you see that whether the planned is delivered or not. You also see that project, even if it is getting derailed, maybe it's not a critical project, but maybe it is escalating the cost or escalating the end user dissatisfaction. If that is the case, you better watch out your scheduling, right? Something is amiss and you would like to have it validated, right? So you also better need to have a tracking mechanism so that you can have an early indicators, and definitely the early indicator would help in proper communication to the end users, in the proper communication to your senior leadership, and so on and so forth. If you want an additional number of hours, if you want an additional number of resources, management would definitely support in case you are giving them the advance notice. If you're just forcing them to approve it just because you are now not in a control of your project, then definitely your abilities and your project manager's ability would be in a question, right? So that's why you need to have the adequate, efficient, and effective project tracking. And let's see some of the nuances of the project tracking. Let's see some of the simple, or I would say the very simple steps for effective project tracking. Here, the sponsors and the key stakeholders would require the involvement as a part of the project steering committee meeting. In case for some reason, if they are not able to meet into that particular virtual environment or physical meeting, you make sure it is your responsibility that you are making it sure that you are updating them on an email or picking up a phone and informing them about the risks, right? These are the, some of the steps where you start capturing or tracking the project status. Always create a baseline. When I say a baseline, you need to, if you want to track your project, you need to have something to compare with. You are a marathon runner, for example, and you are running, you know that you are going to run 42 kilometers. And you need a specific pair of shoes which can give you the comfort while you are having such a long endurance run. Now, if you had purchased some other company or other brand shoes while your previous marathon, and you if you did not have the better experience, probably that is a baseline which you have created for you. Next time when you go for a purchase for the new pair of shoes, you'll probably compare it with that shoes that, like, you know, I think this shoes did not have a proper membrane, this did not have a proper sole, and I'll probably spend some more bucks and buy some shoes or some pair of shoes which are better in quality. That's a baseline which you're creating. Similar to that, into the project environment, you always need to have a baseline. For example, you may have a baseline for the specific very project, or you may have a baseline which you can set up from the previous project of the similar kind which you have executed before, right? So always, always have a habit of creating a baseline and start comparing with that baseline so that you know for sure that yes, you are going up to the speed. Review the progress. So as a part of the tracking, we definitely need to review the progress, right? Maybe there were some tasks which were assigned to maybe of the junior most person in your team. What is the status of the task? Because that has an underlying impact onto your broader task. Are there any issues which are observed? Can you help in mitigating those issues? Can you help the partner? Or can you help in escalating the stuff so that it can move on, right? So those things you need to capture. Collect all the data. You need to have a data point in case you want to report it, or you have to report it, or in case you somebody calls you to ask the status of it, you need to have all those data points, factuals, right? And those data points will help you in making a better decision, not only for this project, but also for any future projects which are of the similar kind. So collect all the relevant data points. What are the drivers on the project? What are the success criteria which are really, really helping you or going to help you for the completion of a project? Maybe one of your friend is getting married, for example, and one of the success criteria for him or her is to have a either groom's say dress or probably bride's dress to be purchased. Now that's one of the very successful critical criteria which he or she will have to have for being on a stage for a marriage, right? So the point what I'm trying to drive here is identify those critical path element, try and capture them as a special attention to ensure that those critical path items are working as per the expected end dates, along with obviously the resource requirement. So these are the critical drivers, basically, because you know for sure that if there are some critical activities, if it is not being successful, probably it will have overall impact on your project. In the last session also, I mentioned about how well the communication should be, how frequent communication should be, what is the right communication should be, what would be the right time of the communication should be. If you are sending an email over a weekend or say probably on the Friday or late evening of yours, probably on Monday nobody is going to look at that email because your email is going to go down on the chain and your email would probably lose its own relevance. Communication is very important. Regular, again, how much is the right that your senior leadership along with you or along with the project manager would have to decide. Should it be daily? Should it be weekly? Or during the end of the project, should it be more frequent? Should I have the more curiosity created to my users because it's going to touch base on them, right? So communication holds a lot of relevance when you are tracking the project. Monitor the workloads. What is a workload? A workload is nothing but the bandwidth of your team members. Okay, maybe you are involving your team member beyond a point which is affecting some other task in hand. Is it really impacting your projects? Maybe your project is taking a back seat because some other project is going to take a front seat because that's what is a business need. Can you navigate your resources accordingly as a part of your tracking mechanism? Right? So monitor your workload, monitor your resources. It is not only the resources of the manpower, it might also the resources onto your systems. For example, if you have a virtualized environment set up and if you have allocated some XYZ CPU cores to one of the server which is not now needing that specific compute, can you right size and can you reallocate to some other project where it is really required rather than investing onto the new virtual environment? Organizational resistance. This is a big guys because many a time something of your importance may not be of the importance or of the value to the business stakeholders. Maybe you are saying that IPv6 is very, very important. I want to move onto the IPv6 because it's a new technology and the other customers are going, the technology is going to be obsolete. I want to go on IPv6. Hey, have you checked with your CXOs? Maybe for your CFO or maybe for your CEO, that is not really holding much of the relevance because you are not customer facing organization. You are into B2B space and for them moving on to the IPv6 is absolutely of no value. It could be one of the resistance point. Or if you are way too much of an aggression in terms of the timelines, you want to meet this particular deadline because that's your KRA. Have you factored your KRA? Have you discussed your KRA with any of other team members who are indirectly or directly responsible to help you there? Maybe they are not satisfied with their additional workload which they have and they are not able to allocate the bandwidth which you need. Is that a resistance point? Is that a technology limitations which is probably creating a resistance by the partner? Or maybe if the partner doesn't have the required skill sets and because of which there is a resistance, there could be multiple reasons of the resistance, right? So have the factor of your organizational resistance as a part of your tracking of your project. Very crucial because if this sometimes even the resistance needs senior management's involvement to get it sorted. If it is not getting sorted, then it may scrap your project as well. Now, why are you doing a project that is always captured as a part of your project charter? Remember that your sponsor has signed off your project charter by understanding the business benefit. But as and when the project progresses, there might be an addition of the business benefits also. Are you communicating them to the business stakeholders as a part of your tracking mechanism? Are you yourself understanding those business benefits? It's very important, folks, because sometimes whatever business benefits you have envisaged might not be relevant beyond a point, or you have changed your business benefits, or your business benefits will be achieved after 2-3 years down the line. Has it captured and has it informed in a right fashion as a part of your tracking mechanism. In case you are an internal service provider to your several group companies, and if it is something which is a chargeback mechanism which you want to envisage, is it going to be an additional revenue stream for you? If it is, probably you would like to communicate to the right audience, right? So these are some of the simple steps which you generally capture as a part of your tracking of the project. Now, having those understood on some of the benefits, let's also understand what are the various types of tracking your projects, right? Maybe some of the types which may not be relevant as per the nature of an organization. Maybe some of the type which would be very much relevant to your organization, so that project manager will have to really strike the balance between what needs to be factored, what needs to be dropped. If you are really into a smaller firm, smaller organization, smaller project, but if it has a large impact, maybe you would like to have a task tracking based mechanism where you are actually monitoring each and every task and reviewing the task with the required team member. A little bit tedious activity to deal with, but if it is a requirement, you'll probably have to have that task-based tracking as a part of your overall tracking of a project. Maybe some of the tasks do not have a movement very frequently. When I say some of the tasks do not have a movement frequently, for example, if you are going to procure internet link at one of the facility which is overseas, now you give an order to a service provider. Now service provider takes about 4 to 6 weeks to establish the connectivity because there is some physical work involved, there is some other dependency with the local service provider, it could be any other reasons. Now if there are any other reasons, probably tracking those tasks on a daily basis, you will definitely not see any movement. You will see a movement only after 2 weeks, right? So that you need to right size on what exactly you want to track. Time tracking. Now, time tracking could also be a little tricky sometimes, right? Because if you say that week by week, or say on every 7th of the month, I would need to have XYZ deliverables, or after every 30 days, I'm expecting one milestone to get achieved, irrespective of any milestone I have. That is could be something on the time tracking, wherein I am actually tracking the time which has been allocated to the relevant stakeholders, and depending on the accountability, depending on the task they have in hand, I am just actually tracking that. I can also track a timeline wherein I can say that, okay, if this particular resource was given about 30 hours to finish this job, out of these 30 hours, how many hours he or she has consumed, and how much of the deliverables he or she has met. Probably within 30 hours of an engagement, I want to achieve about 10 different tasks. Are they achieved? Right? Because if they are not achieved, my partner would say that, hey, I want some more additional hours, give me an additional purchase order. Right? So it's a time-based tracking. Issue-based tracking is nothing but the several issues as and when you come across. Maybe some technical issues which you might come up, which you might come across. You want to capture it as a part of your issue tracker, and then you are tracking those issues. Because remember, the issues can be a derailer for an overall success of your project. Maybe there's a technology upgrade which you are doing. To give you an example, maybe a project of upgrading your centralized firewall, which you want to do it. Okay. Now the problem statement which you have is probably the interface is only supporting 1 gig of the speed. Okay. You want to upgrade it to 10 gig. When I say 10 gig, 10 gigabit, right? So, you have planned everything, and you raise a purchase order to the provider, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now the issue which you came across is your underlying core switch is not supporting 10 gig interface. So your firewall is never going to see the 10 gig traffic, and the upgrade which you are going to make, it's never going to be effective of the 10 gig which you have originally planned for. Now that is an issue. Now unless the network guys would upgrade the core switch, you will not be able to reap the benefit of the your upgrade of the firewall. That's an issue that you can probably capture as a part of your issue tracker, right? So issue tracking is one of the mechanism which you can do it. Error tracking, maybe there are some errors, maybe you are upgrading some of the software, maybe you want to build your disaster recovery site, or maybe something which you are doing really technically in nature. Now, because if you are doing something technically in nature, maybe you want to integrate your manufacturing data onto the cloud-based platform. And maybe you come across multiple errors, maybe because there are multiple devices into the path. Maybe you have the local server which is causing a problem. Maybe you have a firewall which is causing a problem. Maybe there are some environment on the cloud causing a problem. There could be anything. Now, these are the errors which you come across, and that may not be an issue. Remember, issue and error are two different things, right? So if there are such technical errors which comes across, maybe there is a bug in an iOS, or maybe there are some limitations into the firewall, maybe something else, right? So those are the issues or the errors, I would say, which you are tracking. And ultimately, you have to ensure that these errors are being mitigated. Cost tracking. Another important element, everybody is generally cautious about the cost, because if you are not tracking the cost, there could be a problem again. Maybe you have about $60,000 of the approval as a part of your budget. Now, out of those 60,000 approval, for Q1, you spent about 20, for Q2, you spent about 30, you're left with only $10,000 to spend. Now, you would like to track that particular spend, which is happening quarter on quarter. Because if you are overboarding your spend, then it could affect the overall cost of your project. So cost tracking is another mechanism. What you estimated, what you are spending, and what you're going to increase or decrease as a part of your project deliverables. Tracking cost month, and like, you know, this is what is the business guys do it as a part of their queue, like, you know, quarterly, like, you know, budget tracking. What was planned, what was actuals, what was planned for the forecasting, what was the actual either spend or a sales or a revenue or whatever it is that you would like to capture it, right? The type of tracking would have like, you know, some of the elements on the specific to the cost estimating and tracking. You would like to have a very niche focus on the on those factors. What are those? Let's see. So identification of the cost factors. Now, what would really impact on the cost? Is it a technology upgrade which would affect the cost? Is it depending on the past experience which you might have or which you might had? And that potentially could be a problem on the cost escalation. You would like to factor that, right? Is there any business need which is changing, which may affect your cost factor? Maybe business earlier said, okay, I want to integrate, say, only 5 government-based integrations onto my ERP system. But now the need has increased to 10. Will it have some implications on my cost, right? How about the contingency? Probably, if I'm overboarding the cost, what the contingency I have from the cost standpoint? Can I pull back some of the funds from any other ongoing project? Can I do that, right? Can I have some of the best industry practices in terms of dealing with unknown situations? That is some contingency I would like to plan. Can I offload my risk to someone else? Can I purchase the insurance in case this fails? Right? These are the some of the contingency which you would like to factor in. Obviously, everything comes with its own cost. and you would like to factor those costs as well. The another method of tracking is the resource tracking. Resource is a is an important oil, right? If you have a right amount of resource, right skilled resource, there are very high chances that you are delivering the right result at the end of the time. Now, you also would like to track the resource, which means how much was allocated, how much was spent in terms of resources. If you have an internal resource, obviously you have a little more leverage or an upper hand, but if it is an external resource, probably everything, every hour is a cost for you. And that works very well. So you might have heard about some of the terminology called TNM. Okay, you may not necessarily onboard the resources full time. You just purchase them as and when needs. So they are called as a time and material. If I'm consuming, so you have a rate contract and say maybe $300 per hour. And as per the rate contract, you say that I will be consuming only 5 hours of the resources. So you are ending up spending only that much amount and not the entire contract value, time and material, right? So you may would like to track those resources as well. If you track your resources very well, you can actually plan your resource utilization in a much more effective way. You might also end up into saving some of the cost, right? And in case you want to navigate some of the resources, for example, you have a Python programmer as a part of some resource which you have purchased on a TNM basis. Now imagine that you have 1 hour left as a part of that particular contractual value. And you need that Python programmer to support your some of the other minor problems which you want to fix. Can you utilize that hour, that 1 hour which is left with that smaller thing which you want to capture, right? So that's how it helps onto your resource tracking.